Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Riff. God bless you, and we're on the air. We're just signing on a little bit, a few minutes late there. That's fine. I know you understand. It's a Friday, and we're all looking forward for a good weekend. Amen. Well, we're here. We made it. We're able to be on the air and get almost 3 hours away for most of us, and we'll be on another weekend. Amen. It's going to be a blessed weekend. I hope you have some good things planned. Hope you understand that you got to get your kids ready if you got kids for school. Some schools are starting already. I know the tax weekend's probably next weekend. So that's probably the best time if you don't got to buy anything at the store. And if you don't mind paying taxes here in Texas, if you just go ahead and skip them all. Make it easier for others to get to the register and don't get trampled on. Amen. Well, we've been having some good hosts this last week. We had a pastor, David Hope yesterday, and we had Pastor Mike Salazar on Wednesday, and both of those men have been a blessing to our ministry by committing their time and committing their prayer and love and support for our ministry in building this station. And we're excited because we're going to get some other people to come in and talk with you. I know what I was sharing with you yesterday. Actually Wednesday, I was sharing with you some other people that are going to be calling in to the program. So we're going to start having some pastors that are from around the nation, not only here locally in Houston. Well, I guess if you're outside of Houston, if you're in a different city or state, it would be considered around the nation. Now we are just logging into our Chat Tango account. And that allows you to talk with me. Again, you can look at the bottom of the page if you're looking at a website other than Rev Media Network. If you're looking through Rev Media Network on the same browser and player page, there is a little box that says Midwatch with the Rev, Chat with the Rev. And you can take care of and take advantage of that right now. If you got time, that'll be great. Give me some questions. Normally on Friday, we do relationships and stuff. We're just going to go ahead and wing it today on different things because there's a whole bunch of stuff that I think that we tried to cover on previous shows and everything that I have enough and I have enough material that I want to get out to you. I keep writing this stuff and putting it down and trying to get things going, and we run out of time every time. And not that we can't go any longer than an hour program, because we could. But sometimes, you know, we have to build consistency. We have to build a show at an hour. That way it gives me time to get other things done as well, because the station is getting plenty of hits and plenty of views now. But the thing that we're trying to do is get more content for you. Right now I have several ministers. I want to have several more that are available for you. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can call our prayer line at 888-241-0768. We have that phone number embedded in an icon throughout all our pages. All our websites have this page and have this icon, and you're able to click on it and it dials straight to us. Lets us know that you want to get prayer, and someone will pick up the line and pray with you. If not, we ask that you leave a message and someone will pray over your prayer needs. And if it's an emergency, go see a doctor. If not, we'll call you back if you needed someone to call you back. But sometimes you can just leave us the message, and it just saves time. We'll pray for you and pray for that. And I rest assured, I will let you know on the air that we've prayed for you. And rest assured, if you chat with me, we'll be able to get that information out as well. Now, my email address, if you want to send an email to me while we're on the show, is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. And if you want to go to that, that'll be great. I'm going to open up that window as well. Busy week, very busy week. Busy week trying to put things together, make things happen, all that kind of stuff. but I know that y'all are just as busy as me, and it's a good thing that we can take an hour of our day and share with one another the good things that God is doing, the good things that God is doing in relationships, the good things that God is doing at our homes, and the good things that we know that we're going to see an awesome blessing by God. How many of y'all need a blessing today? How many of you out there listening need God to touch you in a certain way in healing or in finances? Well, I'm going to ask you to pray for my family. Our family, we have a lot of things going on as well, but recently, I believe it was on Wednesday night, we had my cousin passed away. So we need y'all to keep praying for our family as well. She passed away after a long battle with cancer, and she's loved, and her kids are going to be taken care of and loved for as well. And we're going to believe God to touch them and to minister to them. So I want y'all to pray for her. Her name is Becky. And her kids are from high school all the way down to elementary. So I want y'all to continue to pray for them and believe that God is going to take care of them children. I know that the family's going to take care of them, and we're going to do what we can here at the ministry and everything else. But we just need to cover them with prayer. Whenever you lose something like that, it's hard. Whether it's through a relationship or through death, or just from severing ties, whatever, death, divorce, severing ties, those three things right there, they tend, they tend to take a lot out of you. They tend to take so much out of you that you can't imagine anything else. I was talking to a friend from a previous employment that I had, and one thing that they told me that they're supposed to get their wedding done for them. They're good friends. She's a good friend, and I ran into her and said, "Hey, I hadn't heard you from you. I know you said at the end of the next month that you needed me to reserve the church for you. So I just want to check up with you, make sure that date was still good. If not, we can move it on and everything." And she just looked at me with the saddest eyes, and she goes, "Me and my fiance are no longer together." And I looked at that, and I'm like, what? Okay. You're about to get married, and things are just called off. So the wedding called off, or that's it? And then she just looked at me and said, I have no idea what happened. All I know is that we were close together, and we were picking a date, and we were pinpointing things, and then we had an issue over how many people, and he just said he wasn't ready, and he just said that's it. He ended it. Now, that's sad. I mean, I know when I was talking to her before, she was so excited, so happy, so just, a person planning their wedding, so enthused, but stressed at the same time. Stressed, it's a stressful thing. And I looked at that, and I was like, well, what do you say? I'm sorry. I just told her, I'm sorry to hear that. And you think about it, and who in that relationship, and I wasn't going to jump into relationships right away, but this thing, it just came up in my mind talking about death, divorce, severing ties. And it's hard, because you look at everything that they've done out there, and you've done with them. You're part of their life. Every day you wake up, they're on your mind. Every time you get in the car, you're driving, you're thinking of them. Your evening is planned with them. Your afternoon is planned with them. You call, you text, back and forth throughout the entire day. It's a systematic life, and it's a systematic mind of what's going on. Systematic mind, systematic life, meaning your mind and your life are going through a regular system as it copes and goes through the day. My friends, your body, your mind, your heart, all these things yearn affection. That's how the affection is delivered and how the affection is intaken, and how you get the affection, how you present the affection. That's all a different story. That's where the process is, where our minds and are strong and our minds are secure, that we're gonna be able to get affection the right way. If we don't have secure minds, we're not gonna have the affection that we really need. So what I'm talking about is, you look at the situation where a person completely just walks out. I know we covered that before on our show. But what do? No, not to get into too much of people's business, but imagine having a relationship like that and you still having to stay with that person or see that person all the time. In this person's case, that on my friend's wedding date that was canceled, they still have a lease together on the house that they were getting for the marriage. So now they got to deal with that. So be very careful, my friends, on who you align your trust and your love to. You're tied to them. You are. We talked about soul ties 2 Mondays ago. And I heard it rebroadcast when I was at the this morning. I believe it rebroadcast, and I was at the church and I was listening while I was taking care of some stuff. And I'm always constantly monitoring and listening to the shows, just the shows that continue to broadcast on there, making sure that the feed is good and stuff. But this time I was just checking to see, because I wasn't in front of the player and I wasn't in front of the computer that it's sending the signal out. I wasn't in front of anything, so I couldn't see who was on. I wanted to see who was on the air, and I clicked it, and a lot of the shows that come on have certain times that they come on, but just so between the certain times that those are allotted, we have all the shows that have been broadcasting recently. We put all new material in there, so you have fresh shows, and you have the shows that are supposed to be playing out there that are live. We have and see 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 live spots that are live every week the same time. I'm at 2 o'clock Monday through Friday Central Time. Dana Smith Warren Radio USA is on at 8 o'clock Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays till 10 and 10:30 on Saturdays. And then Pastor Charles in North Carolina, his live broadcast is from 8 to 8:30, 8:40 sometimes, on Fridays tonight at 8 o'clock, so don't miss them. Be sure to tune back in. And also on Sundays at 2 o'clock. So 8 and 2, Friday and Sunday. Now, for myself, when I heard that broadcast, I thought about it. I go, man, a lot of people don't realize how strong that show was. And we even had sound problem on there. And it's not too irritating, so I went ahead and broadcast it, or rebroadcast it. But it's a sound in there that just keeps going back and forth and making noise. So, well, I know that the subject is important, so I went ahead and put it on the air. And I may retouch that subject again sometimes here in the future. But I know one thing for sure, is that when you're married, or when you have a relationship, or even a friendship, the hardest thing is when things are severed, divorced, or death. Severed means you're going to stop walking with that person in your life, or you're going to stop. You're just basically walking away. Divorced, of course, you know what divorce means. And one would be considered for the premarital. So these guys that were in the relationship that the guy called it off, that's more of a severed tie. Now, the and divorce is different because it's a different spirit. Severed tie and a divorce are two different things. And a divorce is something that you've already joined, you've already unioned, you've already had things, you've already owned things together, you've already built a relationship and family. So you're not only severing the individual, but you're severing a life from your life. Remember, the Word of God says that you are joined twain, that the two of you are now joined. So you're taking what He has joined and you're taking it apart. And it has different hurts, different aches. The pain's harder, the pain's worse. Of course, you don't think about it, but it is. It is. So, I know that many of you out there that are listening may have been through a lot of stuff. And I know that we covered on our last relationship discussion not to give up. Let's go to a commercial. I'll be right back. God bless you.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you've had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card. If you want to call in at 888-241-0768 in extension 2, and we'll be able to help you at the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Welcome back to the show. God bless you. Thank you for tuning back in. Thank you for taking the time on a Friday. We're going to have some good time here. I'm going to get some clips out. We're going to play a few things. We're going to be able to make this thing fun for all of us. And since we're all in relationships, we might as well play our theme song. Here we go. Finding it and playing it. Relationships every Friday and Monday with the Rev on Rev Video Network. Yeah. Okay, we're back on talking about relationships, talking about chasing the challenge. A lot of times the reason I'm bringing up change, chasing challenges, because we talked about divorce, death, and severing ties. It is a challenge when you come to one of those things. It is a challenge. I mean, we don't have to go into all those three things to explain it, but you understand what divorce is, what death is, and what severing ties is. Well, if you look at the finality of all those things, it's final, it's over, it's done. There's no restart. You can't collect $200 again. And it is done. It means you can't change it. It's already happened. You can't change death. You can't change divorce. And when you sever ties, it's over. Sometimes God helps you on the severing ties. Sometimes you're left on your own, depending on your attitude and your heart. It just depends. It just depends. But one thing for sure is that we have to, and I know I've talked about this, but we're going to recover some of this, and that's titled Chasing the Challenge. How long have you been waiting for things to change? If you don't want to end up in death, divorce, or severing ties, and not that you're going to go kill someone, but in the point that it's over, how long have you tried to make things happen? There have been many times, I believe, that you have thought, many times, I believe, that you have put your mind and your heart into something, and you just figured it's not going to work. It's not going to work. How many times have you been in your car, in your vehicle, and you didn't want to go home? And you didn't want to go home at all. How many times have you thought of just packing everything and getting away and not being there anymore? I know that you're hearing me. I know that you're understanding. And I'm not getting any messages from the Chat Tango account, but that's fine. How many times when you just looked at the mirror or just sat up in the bed or stared out the window and just said, I'm just tired of all this runaround. Many of us still out there have yet to go home. And I'm not talking about the physical, but in the heart. Have you ever had someone in your life that you have given all that you have physically and mentally? You almost feel like you have nothing to give. You're drained. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like that? That you just have nothing else to put in this relationship, that you have put everything that you could in there? Have you ever felt like that? Have you felt like that? Where you could not at all give anything else because your mind, your heart, your soul was just tired? Now, if anything I'm saying on the air right now means anything to you, you need to continue to listen here. You need to continue to open up your heart, because I'm trying to get somewhere with this. I'm trying to make something happen for you today. I'm trying to make you feel, or make you understand, that you're not the only one that feels like that. That many people have gone through what you're going through. But we need to keep you on the right track. The wrong track is to give up. The wrong track is going to lead you away from God. The wrong track is going to make you decide on the wrong decisions, the wrong ways. and we're going to cover that right now. So I want you to hold on. I want you to get ready, because we're going to get the bell out, and we're going to make sure that you understand the right choices that you're supposed to be making. It's easy. It is easy to walk away. It's easy to pack your bags and get in. And maybe you have. Maybe you've hidden and ran to your mother's house. Maybe you've ran to your cousin or uncle's house. Who knows? You're going to stop running. We're going to tell you why. We're going to tell you why. You just need to continue to believe that God has His best for you. I think the greatest thing in all these things that we run out of patience. I know we've gone through a lot. I know that you've had to deal with this for 12, 13, 15, 16 years. But sometimes it may take longer. But remember, my friends, while we said there's no controlling people, only people that like to be controlled. So keep listening. We're going to go back to that subject in just a minute. Try and get these sound effects working again. Okay, there. One of them's working, so that's good enough. I'm going to tell you, my friends, you can't give up on your spouse. Many of us will pursue jobs, careers, and even friendships to the extreme. We will sacrifice and hang on till we get what we want, no matter what others think or what it takes. Now think about that. How hard have you worked for your job, your career, even your friendships? You've done a lot. You've tried a lot. You've made a lot of things happen. And no matter what, you get up every morning and you go into that job. No matter what, you clock in. You get your paycheck. Why? Because you want money. You want expenses to be paid. So no matter what, you're in there. You can have your roughest night, but you know you only have, I don't know, how many call-ins, how many write-ups can you get? Different places, different requirements. But I'm going to tell you one thing. No one's going to put up with someone always coming in late. And no one for long. And no one's going to put up with someone not doing their job. The company wants productivity. So what I'm telling you this, my friends. There has to be a realization that even the ideas that you have for your own job, your own home, need to be the same. You want the best and recognition. That's the thing a lot of people think. They believe, a lot of people mistake this, and this is the decision thing that I was telling you, that a lot of people mistake job over family. Now, let me tell you. It's supposed to be family over job. We all know that, but a lot of us won't. So the same effort that we put into our jobs, we do not even put the same amount of time into our marriage, our homes, or anything. So, I want you to realize that God knows your limits, and that you need to be able to stand. It's what the scripture says, is what we must believe. But on a quick note, I'm going to read you a quick article and something that kind of ties in to what we're doing. And I'm going to tie it in because it does tie in. If you think about it and you sit back and you realize we need to develop a show called Bailout or was it Lifeline? I think we'll call it Lifeline. Either way, Bailout. I think it's Bailout. With everything that's happening, everything that's going on, everything that is happening on the with the current administration of our country, you see them jumping in and giving everybody a quick way out to try and recover the economy. A quick way out to try and make things right. And by trying to make some things look right and other things, and just pay out and print things and print money and all this. And let me tell you this. Let me read you the story. A dealership seeks God, not government, for bailout. A dealership seeks God, not the government, for bailout. This is found in CBN News, published August 14th, last week. Even with the Cash for Clunkers program, it's been rough for the nation's auto dealers. Many of them have their eyes in Washington for help, but one Arizona dealership is counting on a higher source. The employees of Cardinal Motors in Mesa, Arizona, are literally praying their business will succeed in this economic downturn. Both the sales and service teams pray together regularly, and they share their Christian faith with customers in a time of financial insecurity. Here's a quote. It's affected a lot of people financially, so absolutely we could go to him to help us to get through some of these tough times, the general manager, Phil Kerr. From the leadership on down, the company is committed to putting the principles of the Bible in action. And here's another quote. We believe that our Christian-based philosophy throughout the store, that we talk about it each day and every day, is going to get us through. It's going to get us through the tough times, he said. Now, this is a dealership that they decided they weren't going to take the government bailout. They decided that they weren't going to get whatever everybody else. Now, this is, listen to this. Everybody else in America, not everybody else, but majority of the people that had that has a dealership or had money offered, they ran and they grabbed it, depending on if their corporate brand took the money in the first place. Now, I'm not going to get into all the bailout issues, but I'm going to tell you that these people decided, even with money waving in front of them, not to do it. Now, let's keep reading. And their philosophy seems to be working. It's popular with customers who keep coming to showroom and the service center. We get a lot of people that like the way we do business, Kerr said. Having that belief lets me know that they're trying. This is a quote. Trying to do the right thing. Customer Jeffrey Coe. I'm confident that they have good character. And then this is Kerr again. We're here. The results are we're still in business. Now, these guys did not depend on the bailout. So, what do you think about that, my friends? When everybody else that had a dealership decided to go with this Cash for Clunkers and everything else, and this dealership soundly promotes God, soundly promotes faith, soundly promotes that they're going to stay and stick with the entire Christian faith and believe God will get you through the roughest times. Now, I don't know about you, but when you look at it, besides banks and besides houses, cars were the next biggest losses in America. Cars and dealerships and even the name brands out there and vehicles, the top brands that's been out there for a century. Those dealerships and those automakers in Detroit and in other countries as well just started to crumble. Bankruptcy's been filed. They looked straight to a bailout to get them out, and they took some of the money, and then they had to go replenish the money again. Not to get into the politics and stuff, but that's just a quick fix. It's just a quick fix. It's not going to hold on. It's not going to make things happen. You leaving your house and walking out the door is just a quick fix. You deciding that you're not going to walk and do things anymore with that person that you're going to sever or divorce. That's just a quick fix. All that's a quick fix. So, what I'm saying is this, my friends. You need to hold on. You need to chase the challenge. No matter how grim it gets. Just like this little dealership, or this dealership, I'm not going to call them little. This dealership is chasing the challenge for God. So should you. They're chasing the challenge to sell vehicles through believing in God. They're not depending on just the Cash for Clunkers program to make things happen, but they are believing in God, and they're promoting and loving God for it. Sure, there's going to be people saying negative things about what they're doing, but they're believing they're going to be in business when this whole thing is over. The Cash for Clunker thing is a good thing, I guess. It's going to help some people, but it's only a quick fix. It's not going to be there forever, but these people's loyalty base is going to be there forever, and they're going to build relationships and friendships, because like I told you before, sales is just about relationships. That's what's going to happen here in Arizona. Well, not here in Arizona, but there in Arizona. Chasing the challenge for you means that you don't give up. You have to keep yourself in the race. You have to build the desire in you to pursue the one you love. You have to build the desire in you to pursue the one you love, no matter what. You have to ask yourself, how much do you really love this person? How much do you really care? How much are you willing to run for this person? You said, I have nothing else to give. I have nothing else I can give. Is there enough love there that you can believe that things will eventually get better? You have to believe that. You have to trust that. It's what your faith is. Now I'm just talking about this dealership thing. It's what they're believing on their business. You must believe the same thing in your marriage and in everything that you're doing. You can't just walk away. You have to make things happen, and you have to hold on no matter what. So my friends, when you look at things and look at everything that's happening around you, you need to really believe that things are going to change for you. You need to hold on, trust God, and know that He's going to change things automatically for you. Hey man, I'm going to play you another commercial. We'll be right back.
I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain,
Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenant Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Hi, this is David Yanis, host of Midwatch with the Rev and General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series, relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at revministries.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for letting us take a commercial break. Helps us out here. Get you some information. Also gives us time to get the next segment set up, unloaded for you. Amen. Amen, my friends. Well, did you read that article about NASA? I'm trying to find it. I don't see it in my favorites here. I tried to save it earlier, but I guess it's not there. But anyway, the article about NASA that they don't see every killer asteroid that's coming at us because they don't have the manpower. They don't have the finances to keep someone completely at the post monitoring every bit of debris and space debris in the air. And it's amazing because at any time anything we can get wiped out. But that's what we have. God's grace. Amen. We have God's grace because He's the one taking care of us. And no matter what, we have. Here's the article. Okay, I found it. This is in U.S. News, actually. Because NASA is charged with spotting most of the asteroids that pose a threat to Earth, but does not have the money to complete the job, U.S. government report says. That is because even though Congress assigned the space agency the mission 4 years ago, it never gave NASA the money to build the necessary telescopes, according to the report. The mission calls for NASA by the year 2020 to locate 90% of the potentially deadly rocks heard hurling through space. The agency says it has been able to complete about one-third of its assignment with the TerraPlus current telescope system. NASA estimates that there are about 20,000 asteroids and comets in our solar system that are potential threats. They are larger than 460 feet in diameter, slightly smaller than a sports stadium in the New Orleans. So far, scientists know where about 6,000 of these objects are. Rocks between 460 feet and 3,200 feet in diameter can devastate an entire region. NASA's manager of the Near Earth Objects program said objects bigger than that are even more threatening, of course. Just last month, astronomers were surprised when an object of unknown size and origin bashed into Jupiter and created an Earth-sized bruise that is still spreading. Jupiter does get slammed more often than Earth because of its immense gravity, enormous size, and location. Disasters, movies like Armageddon and Near Mission in previous years have scared people and alerted them to the threat. But when it comes to monitoring, the Academy concluded there has been relatively little effort by the U.S. government. Okay, my friends. And the United States is practically the only government that's doing anything, the report found. NASA calculated that the asteroids are required by law would be spending about $800 million between now and 2020. Neither with a new ground-based telescope or space observation, Johnson said. If NASA only got $300 million, it would find most bigger asteroids bigger than 1,000 feet across. So now that they haven't got their funds, and this is a report from U.S. News. It was posted, let's see, I like giving you the post, and it was from the Associated Press as well. It was published in U.S. News, and it was August 13th, so about a week ago. My friends, just for you to look at that and to think about that, how much God's grace is, how much God is looking at you and wanting things to happen for you and is concerned about you, that we don't need these telescopes for the inner heart and mind and soul, that they want to spend $800 million. Even if they get $300 million, they can still do the job. God already paid the price with His Son Jesus, and He knows how much in you, what's going to destroy and what's going to devastate and what's going to make things happen in your life, what's going to make things completely messed up. And He knows how you can get yourself completely into jams. He knows that. He knows that already. But why? Why does He know that already? Because He knows you. He knows your reactions. Just like He put Jupiter there, and it could be by accident. Do you think by accident that the planets are aligned, as they say? The planets are aligned. Do you think it's by accident that Jupiter is where it's at, Saturn's where it's at, Venus is where it's at? They're out there for one reason, and that is God put it there for a reason. And that's all we got to know. But if you look at just even this report, Jupiter's taking bigger hits than Earth. Why? Because of Jupiter's gravity. What if God put it in the air? I'm no astrologist or meteorologist or anything like that. But you look at where it's at. What if it was strategically placed there to take the hits for us? What if it was strategically placed there so it could take those bigger rocks and take the pounding and the beating? Did you ever think of that? God has things in place in your life that could do that. He has things in place in your life that He can make things like that happen. That He can put things in and let that take the beating and let that take the hurt and take the pain. Your faith has to be stronger. Your faith has to trust. You can't give up on your spouse at all. You got to make yourself available to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's time for our scripture of the day. Amen. The scripture of the day. Today's scripture of the day is found in Galatians 6:9. Turn to that with me. When you're there, wait for me, because I'm running a little slow getting to there. And we're there. Almost. We're in the book, but not at the street. Okay. We're in the neighborhood, but not at the street, right? 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. How many years have you been put into this relationship? Believe that God will answer your prayers. But you must keep pursuing the good things for each other. You have to keep wanting God to do great things with your relationship. Don't give up the chase, for everything you have been promised together will come to pass. Amen. That was our scripture of the day. We'll read it one more time. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That was your scripture of the day. Amen. Amen. That was a scripture today, my friends. That was what we do every day, try to do every day. Sometimes we add some different segments and stuff, and that's fine. That is fine. You have to be able to add some flavor to our show and make things happen. I know I present some good topics and stuff, but sometimes I feel that we need a little bit more creativity in the show, some spontaneous things just to make things move around a bit and make it a little bit more interested when you're on the air and listening to us. Amen. Well, my friends, I'm going to give you one more article if I can find it. I didn't see it in my favorites, and I got to work on my favorites because I'm telling you. I know I put it in there. See, here's the one. Okay. Mercy Me resumes tour after fatal crash. Now, let me read you the whole story. It's found in the Christian Post, dated Tuesday, August 11th. Popular Christian rock band Mercy Me resumed their touring schedule Monday evening, nearly 3 days after a car hit into their tour bus, killing two teens and the fetus of the pregnant driver. So it looked like the driver that hit them and everybody, two of the people in the vehicle as well, as the fetus was dead, would died. Before beginning the concert at Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis, Wisconsin, 7 miles east of Milwaukee, Mercy Me frontman Bart Millard addressed the crowd on behalf of the band, expressing their heartbreak for the families in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and their desire to pray for the families and for the young lady who still remains hospitalized. Oh, I guess that's possibly the person with the baby. The crowd joined the band in prayer, specifically praying for healing, comfort, peace, and understanding. And according to Associated Press, the police in Fort Wayne were told by witnesses that Mercy Me's tour bus was going through a green light around 1:15 a.m. when a car carrying 18-year-old Carrie Klinkler and her passengers, 19-year-old Dario and 17-year-old Barbara, and made a left turn in front of it. And Fort Wayne police also said Lisa Thomas told the two passengers in the car died, and the driver, that the driver was 35 weeks pregnant, was in critical condition after losing her baby on Tuesday. Mercy Me said that they have been in continued communication with the chaplaincy programs at the Fort Wayne Police Department, and the band said that the thoughts of prayer continue with them. Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. They continued, and that's good. They had to keep going on, but it's sad. You don't know what's promised to you, my friends. Things like that just happen overnight. Things like that just happen overnight. You got to, how many times, yesterday's show, what did I tell you? We're talking about YouTube and that gentleman, the family that put their son to drive their vehicle around the neighborhood and stuff. It just was crazy. You can't do some things. Some things hurt people. Some things can hurt. And you got to pay attention to those young drivers out there. And you don't know who's going to hit you or whatever. You got to pray, and you got to be in prayer. You got to believe God. And you just got to be careful. You got to be careful, especially in the middle of the night when you're driving. In the middle of the night, it seems to have happened more than ever. So you got to be able to be able to understand that you have to just be careful out there. A lot of things do crazy things. You know that people have been stealing from stores and shoplifting like never before. Recently, here in Houston, one of the major retail stores, people are basically pulling up and grabbing stuff, televisions, things that are very expensive, and they're just... I was talking to a friend of mine, and they said that that he was outside on a smoke break or something, and all of a sudden he just sees someone flying out of a store, the store he worked at. I'm gonna leave the names out of there so we don't get no legal suits. And the person had a big old expensive television, and then had all these other electronics that were expensive. And he just seen the person run and slam into their car, and they're slammed to the car. The door was thrown open from the inside, and they threw all the equipment in there. All the whatever was in that basket thrown in there in just seconds. Some woman did this, and the man was driving the vehicle, and then they just drove off. And then the individuals that run that store came running out and wrote the license plates down, and I guess turned it into the police. No news on that. I'll keep you posted. But just to let you know, people do crazy things in this time. People are doing crazy things, so be careful. People are going to do crazy. Financial Times brings out the crazies, my friend. So does the rain sometimes, but Financial Times tend to bring out the crazies. So I don't know what you know about some friends of yours or anything. Just when you're in the parking lots, when you're out there, when you're doing stuff, when you, especially at night. Well, this was in broad daylight from what they were telling me. It was like about 10 in the morning or something. So you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's out there and who's doing what. But you do know that we are out of time. Just playing with you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in and getting me through a Friday as well. Today was a tough day, my friends. We're going to be getting some things done and praying for my family that we lost our dear Rebecca and my cousin. And we're going to continue to pray for her family and stuff. So let us just remember that as you go for this weekend, throw a prayer out for them. Amen. Amen. Remember, you can always find me here on the Midwatch every Monday, Tuesday, Monday through Friday at 2 o'clock. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172. Our email is david@revmedianetwork.com, rev@midwatchwiththerev.com, or david@davidyanez, david@revministries.com. God bless you, my friends. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. ¶¶